signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets. Even when the set is turned off, look around to the environment we live in. Carbon dioxide, fluorocarbons, and methane have increased since 1958. Earth is being acclimatized. They are turning our atmosphere into their atmosphere. We are like a natural resource to them. Deplete the planet, move on to another. They want benign indifference. They want us drunk. We could be pets. We could be food. But all we really are is livestock.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Well, let's be clear here, ladies and gentlemen. Wild horses could not pull me away on this Sunday worldwide broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we are going to be here for the next 2 hours. Obviously, Friday morning, we had the Connecticut mass shooting, 20 dead children, 7 dead adults. We now have at least the mainstream media's image after blaming his brother and others. We have a mainstream media report on who supposedly did this. We're going to be breaking that down. But today, I want to drill into not just the people attacking the Second Amendment savagely and viciously right now and the attacks that we're now seeing entered in legislation, but also via executive order that Obama's talking about outside of law restricting our guns. I want to look at the psychology of the control freaks throughout history that always seek to disarm the people. I want to look at that, but also some of the statistics and how the media manipulates things, because I happen to have the latest Department of Justice numbers here. 88 dead this year in mass shootings. About half of those were clearly gang-related, but they averaged those in. So you got over 40 people killed premeditatedly in a public mass shooting by people that just want to kill innocents, mainly because they're normally on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or a selective SSRI and are big video game heads. And they're basically hallucinating 24/7. That's what it looks like is happening in this case. That's now the MO. I said, if it's not a government op, he'll be some type of goth nerd. I said this repeatedly. I'm on record Friday. Who's into video games and on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. By the way, I said that about Sergeant Bales that killed the 16 Afghans. Turned out he was on steroids. A unnamed serotonin reuptake inhibitor, the government won't release that, but admits he was, and a malaria drug that makes you hallucinate. Oh, man, that's not a good idea. Hallucinogen? That's what psychotropics are. They're in that family. Steroids, and the Army tested his blood, that's what they say he was on, and a malaria drug. And you wonder why he went and killed and slaughtered and burned little children up. Oh, let's take his guns. Oh, sorry, he's a soldier. Can't do that. See, that's the point. You can never stop bad people from doing bad things, but you really can't stop people hopped up on cocktails of what basically comes out to be PCP. I mean, you put an autistic kid with Asperger's on violent video games and give him a bunch of guns like mommy did and hop him up on psychotropic drugs, he was reportedly into psychiatric care, then you're asking for it. You know, normally an autistic kid just wants to sit there and flip the light switch on and off or wants to obsess over things. Well, he got obsessed with shooting, and, well, you know the rest of the story. And so now their argument is, take my guns, take your guns for what somebody else does. When I got news for you, I happen to have the numbers here. On suicide from Prozac class drugs, it's in the tens of thousands, and a year. And I happen to have the numbers on deer killing over 200 people a year. And mass shootings, 88, less than half of those, around half of those actual mass shootings. So it's one of the rarest forms of death out there. But the media wants you to be real scared. The rest of the story straight ahead.
would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
You walk into this room at your own risk because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 16th day of December, 2012. And we are going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. I guess that'd be 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. Thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, obviously, wild horses couldn't drag me away. I want to cover all the facets of what really happened with the tragic shooting that killed 20 children and 7 adults in Connecticut Friday morning at a government training facility, a government brainwashing facility, a public school. And make no mistake, that's what they are. You may have some nice people that work there and nice children that go there, but it's all federally run, and it was advertised as a victim disarmament center. That's why these mentally ill Prozac-type heads, always the same M.O., goth punk kid, taking serotonin reuptake inhibitors, obsessed with video games, first-person shooter, stole mommy's guns and went and did this. If you believe the official story, and I tend to only because this fits in with the real, because there's been some stage ones that have even come out before, like Sirhan and other events. But when you have a real mass shooting like this, it's always the same thing. Almost every case, it's a white male, sometimes Hispanic or Asian, if you just want to profile it from a law enforcement perspective. Just almost unheard of to have a black mass shooter for whatever reason. Just profiling here, almost always white, Caucasian, 25, you know, 18, 25, generally even closer to 20. And normally they are mentally ill. They've normally been in psychiatric care. A lot of times it is something they've dealt with their whole life. Autism, of course, has gone from 1 in 25,000 30 years ago to 1 in 58 now, according to the British Medical Journal. And the medical journals here in the United States, we have similar numbers to what they have in England. You can debate whether it's 1 in 37 or 1 in 120, but the numbers globally in the Western world are settling in at about 1 in 58. This is just a name of all sorts of people brain damaged in utero from different chemicals and things that are in the food chain. And then things that they also get once they're born. And it's kind of like a selective lobotomy. You never know what you'll get. You might get a genius, idiot, savant, or you might just get someone who is very seriously brain damaged. This woman, the mother, had written and talked to friends and said that Adam Lanza, the reported shooter, could feel no pain. Was, you know, very threatening towards her. And she'd taken him out of the school. This is all in the Associated Press New York Daily News, you name it right now, and we'll be going over some of those articles. They're all posted up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you tuned in to the big weekday show Friday, I said in the first hour, the second hour, and the third hour, I said it'll be a goth, just like Harrison Kleibold, on psychotropics, in psychiatric care, obsessed with first-person shooting games. And that's what we're now learning. I mean, it's just, it's a white guy obsessed with first-person shooting games, on drugs, on government-issued drugs. We know he's under psychiatric care. They always put you on it. The treatment for Asperger's and autism is Prozac, 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 and more Prozac. Before you send me an email saying, that's a 90s drug, Alex. We've moved on to Luvox. And yes, I know. I just use Prozac because it was the first one to get approved by Eli Lilly in 1981, and they've just gotten worse and stronger from there. It was a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. Now they have selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors and the rest of it. And so I'm going to get into the open announcement. They want to physically ban all our semi-autos, handguns, rifles. It's all being announced. Legislation introduced. Obama says he may just use an executive order. I told you that's what he would probably do. That's what he's been doing. Bloomberg headline, Bloomberg demands Obama take executive action against Second Amendment. That means outside of law. And he's been doing that on war, on shutting down our power plants, on cybersecurity. It's unprecedented. And he's told his supporters, I can do things executively. Brady Handgun Center, Sarah Brady said 6 months ago, don't worry, he's going to take executive action. Here's the cover of my December issue of the magazine. Came out 16 days ago with InfoWars Magazine. This man wants your guns. And half the 60-page issue is how they're going to take your guns executively. And, oh, here's Kurt Nemo's headline today linking to NBC News. Bloomberg demands Obama take executive action against the Second Amendment. So we know when the enemy is blowing the trumpet to come after us. 2 weeks ago, the Fox Sports writer that Bob Costas quoted, his full article and his statements on radio and TV, he said, all gun ownership is racist. The Ku Klux Klan is the NRA. Ban all guns. That is now a talking point in the media today. I saw scores of threatening tweets and comments on my own website and YouTube. I monitored it, and we have some of the articles. I mean, some of them here in the article. Gun grabbers call for murder of NRA president supporters in wake of mass shooting. I'm asking my writers, most of which are off on the weekend tomorrow, right about, they're saying, I mean, they come up with real YouTube channels that have been established for years. These are real people, and they say, we're going to kill you with guns and take your guns. And so you have to understand, to the collectivist, disarming the host country, disarming the middle class so we can, you know, not just pay 50-plus percent of what we make in some form of tax. They want 80% like France. They always go after your guns. Folks, if you, in fact, guys, there's a London Guardian interactive map I meant to send you. Just type in world map of gun laws, and one of the top links is the Guardian article. They actually show crime rates versus guns, and I was surprised they were honest. The U.S. is pretty low in actual gun crime, even though we're the highest in gun ownership after Switzerland. And a lot of countries with total gun bans have the highest gun crime rate, like Mexico, where our government shipped in tens of thousands of guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and got caught doing it. And the memos where they said, we're going to blame this on the Second Amendment to ban all semi-autos, handguns, and rifles, that even came out. And the CBS, of all places, broke it. And then I watch congressional hearings, and they go, we don't know what happened with Fast and Furious. You don't know? No. You're protecting the Democratic Party. The Republicans are, because they're all part of the same criminal club at the top. Are there some good members of the House and Senate? Yeah, but they're not in the committee chairman positions. The power structure wants your guns. The rich, powerful congressmen and senators, they've got bodyguards. They live in gated communities. Sarah Brady's got armed guards. Michael Moore's got armed guards. I've actually had them rough me up once on video. They go, hey, Michael Moore's in that restaurant in New York when I was doing some interviews. So I waited until he came out, and there was a big protest that day. That was why he was there. And these guys came over. They had guns under their shirts and just knocked into me for no reason because I was filming, not even getting in his way. You know, my point is Michael Moore has got armed bodyguards who think that I'm trash and who I wasn't even in their way. They just didn't like me filming and came and put their hands in my face and bumped into me. So I bumped back into them and gave them a look like, you're about to get your jaw broke. So they backed off. I'm not saying I'm a tough guy, but, you know, you come up and start knocking into me, you're going to get your teeth knocked out. The point is, but I guess I should have my hands taken so they, you know, the minions of the state can physically attack me. These guys all have guns. And you look at the highest crime rates, Chicago, New York, places where the government has totally outlawed guns for the citizens have the highest crime rates. Now, that said, when we come back, before I get into their attack on the Second Amendment and where they're going, I want to go over death statistics here in this country and talk about the number one cause of death versus firearms that is like number 15th. I want to give you the number one cause of death when we come back. And then we'll look at the shooting and you know, obviously pray for those that lost loved ones and a lot more coming up. Stay with us.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is at least to the freeway.
Off, I just want to extend my condolences to the families and the survivors from the tragic Connecticut shooting that happened Friday morning. I myself have three children, one of them a four-year-old girl, and we were all very depressed and very upset up here on Friday because I think almost the whole crew has children and most of us have young children. And when you see a robot, because that's what this guy was like. And it's an incredible, if you had to profile subset of people that keep doing these things, even though mass shootings are flat in the last 20 years, about the same every year, this year's actually been worse than the last decade or so statistically, but overall it's flat. You can pull those numbers up in the last 20 years. It's just always the same MO. Mentally ill, brain damaged, under psychiatric care, on what they call the suicide shooter drug. There's actually a book on that by a MD, on these serotonin reuptake inhibitors. You know, the police will tell you when they pull up to a house and a woman has drowned her three or four children or chopped their arms off with a meat cleaver. That happened in Texas a few years ago, or drive them off a cliff into a lake or electrocute them or pour hot grease over their heads. I mean, you see it in the news all the time. In every case, the woman has been put on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. And the inserts say they can cause mania, psychotic break, suicide, psychotic behavior because they are in the hallucinogen family. And so you put an army sergeant on him along with steroids, which he was taking on the side, and then you give him a malaria drug, and I have the articles right here, which is admitted they're having to take it off the market because it's causing hallucinations. The guy was basically sleepwalking and ran out of his base in the middle of the night and went to houses and killed 16 groups of people with their children, 16 people, and burned their bodies after he killed them, some of them with his bare hands. Gee, you think the guy's in a rage? No, he's whacked out of his mind. The soldiers keep doing this stuff to their families. Same drugs. Here it is. Los Angeles Times. Sergeant Bales had used steroids, Army alleges. Turned out he was on them. Other reports. On psychotropic drugs under psychiatric care. On malaria drugs. On psychotropics for depression. Didn't want to go back. Another big article out there about the epidemic of U.S. troops on psychotropic drugs. And, the last number I saw a few months ago by the DOD, 7 times the suicides per capita soldier, per 100 soldiers, 7 times the highest rate from Vietnam. Why are they committing suicide? I'm going to answer the question here in a moment. There's a lot of factors, but there's one that's the biggest. Oh, did you know that automobiles aren't the number one cause of death in the United States? Cancer's not. Heart attacks aren't anymore. I'm going to show you the headlines right here. Did you know in 2011 and 2012, it's now suicide? And 21% of the population is on SSRIs. Oh, let's go over some of these headlines here, because the media wants to absolutely hype up the 20 children and how it's just everybody's scared. And we got to have cops on all streets and cops in all the schools and just in checkpoints. And we got to take the guns because there's an epidemic. Oh, my gosh, there's mass shooters everywhere. and the media hypes it and hypes it, and there were two attempted mass shootings, one in Oregon, one in Alabama. Police with guns in Alabama stopped one, and a guy with a gun at the mall stopped it in Oregon, but no media coverage other than I have those articles. We're going to go over those. Just the sight of a gun and the guy shove it in their mouth. I had police on Friday who said, yeah, these shooters in every case try to kill themselves when confronted. They, whatever the MO, whatever the profile is of these people, we know the profile, but we don't know why at their core, when they're confronted, they just kill themselves immediately. Oh, you got a gun? Let me kill myself. Because they're zombies, because they're brain damaged, they're autistic, they play violent video games, it's a game to them. And now, oh my gosh, there's the authority figure. Uh-oh, this is real, I'm not in the hallucination anymore. Let me continue here. Look at this right here. This is not my theory, folks, this is known. When Eli Lilly did the test in 1980, they had a 15-fold increase. Now it's a 2,400% increase in suicide. I'm going to show you these numbers. 16 U.S. mass shootings happened in 2012. Yeah, half of them were gang-related. They just call them mass shootings. Leaving at least 88 dead. Okay, 88 dead. This is the Nation today calling for restricting guns. Okay, Nation magazine. Oh, Insurance Journal. Car and deer collisions caused 200 deaths. So far this year, by October, $4 billion. Oh, my gosh. Do you shake in fear when you see a deer on the side of the road? No, because the media didn't hype it up all day and have you hiding under your table. Okay? And by the way, statistically, you have a 3 times better chance, we've gone over these numbers before, to die from a deer jumping in front of your car than you do from terrorism. That's another red herring. Okay, let's move on to the next thing. Oh, here it is, ABC News. Suicide replaces auto crashes as top cause of injury death. Close to 30,000 people a year kill themselves, and firearm is not the most popular. Oh, there you go. There you go. Number one cause of death wasn't until 2011, just like the troops are now killing themselves, because you put them on a drug that if you give it to... They've given Prozac-type drugs, the whole class. They've given them to prairie dogs in studies. I'm going to go to those in a moment. And the prairie dogs will walk right up to coyotes and wolves. Of course you're not feeling bad anymore because you've had all your inhibition taken away. And when you have a bad trip or your hormones are wrong, you give an autistic guy, an idiot savant who plays kill-em video games all day. Oh, he's mad at mommy. Mommy lets him. Oh, my goodness. Continuing here, suicide replaces auto crashes as top cause of injury death. There you go. Number one cause of death in the U.S. Oh, and it's everywhere they're tracking the same drugs. Look, happy drug Prozac can bring on impulse to suicide, study says. London Guardian. Oh, no, it's only been on the insert forever. This is only known in 1980. There's dozens of these drugs now, stronger than old Prozac. Suicides, now America's leading cause of death by injury. Study, Huffington Post. Let's keep going here. Let's just keep going here. Oh, MNN.com, also Fox's. Remember this few years ago? Shrimp on Prozac and other SSRIs commit suicide. They've tested them in tanks with other fish. Normally a shrimp would hide under rocks and not come out when fish are active. They'll swim right up to fish and be eaten. Same thing with prairie dogs. Oh, here's another one. Eli Lilly knew Prozac had 1,200. Yeah, they've got some new ones that are double bad, 2,400 times. Higher suicide rate than other antidepressants. That's when they got it approved. That's Natural News. Babies of women taking antidepressants born with deformities. Oh, but you're not going to see the big government pimps that just want to disarm us and make us their slaves hyping up the massive birth defects from these drugs. Oh, and they're now giving them to babies age one, even though it literally rots their brain. Now, when we come back, I'm going to get into how they're going to come after our guns. Stay with us.
You UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
By the way, constitutional lawyer, former Ron Paul staffer and advisor, founder of Oathkeeper, Stuart Rhodes, is going to be joining us for the last three quarters of the second hour. I will give the number out at the end of this segment to take some of your calls on the shooting issue. But really, it comes down to this. You've got domesticated people of all race, colors, and creeds that have grown up in big megacities for two or three generations who've never had a gun, never shot a gun, and they literally think guns will come out of their cases at night and kill people. They don't know that guns, on average, are the number 15th killer. And some years it's even 20-something, but you can pull it up in World Almanac or just type in statistics, causes of death, and you can pull it up for yourself. Number one, suicide. Number two is automobile accident, and the list goes on from there. They call those death by violence or death by unnatural causes, and there's cancer and heart attacks, but death by guns is isn't even in the equation. It's more dangerous to swim in your pool. It's more dangerous to get in your shower. And believe me, I know. I mean, haven't we all busted our hind ends, getting the floor wet, not having a mat out there? Boom, you fall down. My kids dripped some olive oil in the kitchen a few days ago, helped my wife cook. Boom, I just busted my tail end. You do that when you're a little bit older, or you do that and hit wrong, you can break your neck. People get electrocuted. More people die from electrocution than die from guns. Why is there this incredible hyping? Well, a lot of it is Hollywood. People see the Hollywood movies with all the guns and the rest of it, and they're scared. I've told the stories of having the carpet cleaner at my house before I had children. There was a shotgun on a rack, and the guy went and tried to call the police thinking guns were illegal because he, grew up basically watching shows where guns are illegal that are based in New York City. And that's done on purpose. They've created the perception that guns are already illegal. But here's the most important thing I want to tell you. There is a blueprint that has been followed in Soviet Russia, in Nazi Germany, in Communist China, in Japan, in Australia, in New Zealand, in England, in Germany. It has been followed in Brazil. It has been followed, and again, there's been documentaries made about this. The NRA has written books. The Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, has written books on the subject. I've studied it. And they always use school shootings or mall shootings in every case for the media to say, aren't you for the children? This wouldn't have happened if we didn't have semi-auto handguns and rifles. And then they ban the handguns and rifles. And then they register all the other guns. And then they have a mass shooting where somebody uses a bolt action. And then they ban those. And that's how it works. If you go online, just type in a map of world gun laws. The London Guardian has a good breakdown of it. There's only a few countries that are black. Black means some gun rights. And it's Switzerland, as you can see right there on the screen if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. It is Switzerland, and it is the United States. And in that same London Guardian article, and by the way, they're anti-gun, you can go look at the U.S. It's not even in the middle of the statistics for most violent. I mean, Mexico, Brazil, African countries, Eastern Europe, the Middle East, way more crime, way more shootings. Then they've got a city-by-city breakdown. Who's got the highest homicide rates? Chicago, New York, L.A. Everywhere they've taken the guns. Well, yeah, you always hear about the home invasions in places where people aren't armed. People don't home invade out in the country when somebody's there. They wait till you're gone because they know you're going to get killed. I saw the tweets and the Facebooks and the YouTubes, and we're going to do an article about it tomorrow. We have one where thousands of people are calling for the murder of the NRA president. Gun grabbers call for murder of NRA president supporters in wake of mass shootings. And you read these, and it says, I'm going to take my gun, and I'm going to kill you. And you go to these tweet areas, and you go to these other sites, and these are real people with real histories. And it's like, aha, you're mad Romney lost. We're going to kill you. I'm like, Romney was a globalist. What are you talking about? I even made videos talking about this, and there are people posting and laughing at me saying, you're mad your guy didn't win. We're going to take your guns. Again, it's people that want collectivism always want the general population disarmed because it's like people imagining because a football team's winning and they're a fan that they are winning. I mean, that's literally what this reflected glory thing is, where everything the big government does, Obama does, their supporters, I mean, if Obama said, hey, show the Republicans, go jump off a cliff, they do it. And it's this mindlessness of they're talking about using guns on us when they're the ones calling to ban guns. It's just amazing that our country has gotten to this point. And remember in the last few years, I don't know why people are buying 2-3 million guns a week, a month. And by the way, now it's all-time record this weekend. That's being reported. In fact, I meant to send that to you guys. You type in all-time record gun sales, click news. There's a bunch of articles. It's all-time record gun sales this weekend. And the media is always like, why are you doing that? Nobody wants your guns. Meanwhile, Obama's in the debate saying, I don't want to just ban assault rifles, semi-automatic rifles, that's most rifles. I want to ban cheap handguns. They're talking about banning guns that they say are cheap. So again, ladies and gentlemen, they're coming after your guns when bathtubs and showers kill more people. And when every one of these shooters and every one of these women that drown their children, and I go look in every case, every one of these people that sets their kids on fire, they're always on prescription, high-tech, hallucinogenic drugs. There it is. Gun sales in 2012 set record, FBI data indicates. Yeah, but I saw some articles that today that I meant to send you that I forgot where it said this weekend is all-time record. All-time record this weekend. Anyways, yeah, they're breaking the records of the records this weekend. The point is, I saw it. You can look it up. But meanwhile, they're saying, just don't worry about it. We don't want your guns, but we do want them. And Bloomberg has come out and said he wants the president to move in an executive fashion, that's a quote, to use his executive power to physically ban semi-auto handguns and rifles. And Bloomberg has said ban all guns. The attorney general has said he doesn't believe in the private ownership of guns. President Obama, as a state senator, said he believed in banning all guns. We have the quotes in this December issue of the magazine. I said, this man wants your guns. And I said, they're going to use different crises to come after him. And it's happening. Not hard to predict that. Also, the UN treaty they couldn't get last year is set. And we've covered it. We've written articles at Infowars.com on it in detail. The UN treaty says no civilian ownership of firearms. And that's not just my interpretation. That's Forbes and Reuters. And because it says states can have guns, governments, but not individuals. It says states have rights. They play lawyer tricks. But then they later have addendums from the meetings of UNIDIR. That's the subset of the UN, the United Nations Small Arms Restriction Summit, UNIDIR. They say, oh, no, we don't mean individuals. We mean governments. Because civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. That's a quote. See, they think it's legitimate for government to have the power monopoly. Let me tell you what a power monopoly is. When Ted Bundy, the psychopath, or John Wayne Gacy, the psychopath, would have a young woman or young boy strapped down for a week of torturing them in their basements, that's a power monopoly. Hitler, when he had people, you know, stripping their clothes off, marching into pits to be shot in the back of the head. Of course, he took their guns a few years before. That was a power monopoly. Let me tell you something. Power monopolies aren't a good idea. We need separation of powers. And the government is in this giant arms race, 1.6 billion bullets, the most prisons in the world, NSA illegal surveillance, checkpoints everywhere, training to take on American gun owners, Homeland Security documents say gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians, conservatives, number one threat. You've seen that in the news. So the government's training that we, the real Americans, are the enemy, while telling us, hey, turn your guns in, we want to play nice. And then while trying to blame us for some Prozac head, some video game head, going and doing this. We need guns.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfowarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, The Attack on the Second Amendment, The Police State, The GMO Takeover. It's all there and all available at InfowarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It's escape from the New World Order, escape back to our constitutional republic. We're live. It's Sunday, the 16th day of December, 2012, and we're on watch defending what's left of the republic, awakening the sleeping giant that is our republic. Your calls are coming up as hour number two approaches. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Coming to you live from FEMA Region 6, deep in the heart of what was Texas in globalist-occupied territory. I am your host. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me hit some of the other articles. Then I've got some video clips I want to play of the president's fake crying. And if that isn't fake crying, I'll eat my hat. I mean, it is really bad fake crying. Obviously, we're streaming video for TV viewers. For radio listeners, the video is posted up at InfoWars.com. But I will narrate it for you here in a moment. But let's go over some of the other incredible facts here that I have in my stack. This is out of Human Events. They pointed it out. Lib media forgets to report that man with concealed carry permit confronted Portland shooter. And that's not Human Events, who's conservative, saying that. That's KGW-TV. Clackman's man armed confronts mall shooter. And he says it's weird. The guy starts trying to shoot people. He walks over, points his gun at him from behind a pillar, and the guy just shoves it in his mouth and kills himself. And he said it was so weird. Well, no, it's not. That's what these people do. It's the weirdest thing. They want, as ghouls, to kill some cowering woman or child hiding. Sometimes men charge them from 50 feet away, it's happened. Women have charged them in a church shooting one time a few years ago, and he only was able to kill one person because the woman charged him and then tackled him and then was able to somebody else was able to shoot him. The point is, you confront them, they just go to pieces. I mean, imagine people that want to shoot kindergartners. I mean, obviously, they get confronted, they kill themselves. I mean, these are the lowest form of jellyfish. Side issue, I just really get upset having children. And you know what? The system knows you get upset. So like ghouls, they feed on them. Look at this article out of Breitbart.com. Troopers protect grieving families from media. And I don't watch a lot of TV, but I did monitor this weekend. ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC. They were chasing them around at grocery stores, in their yards, saying, well, how do you feel about guns now that this happened? I remember the last mass shooting, father came out and said, don't use my son for this. We've been killed. And again, I call it state-run media because they have one message. You shouldn't have guns. And if we didn't have guns, this wouldn't happen. And again, it is cold-blooded. It is disgusting. It is horrible. It makes it personal because it's done with a gun. 88 killed in mass shootings. More than half of that gang-related, where two gangs shoot each other. Less than 40 people killed in senseless, cold-blooded mass killings. Thousands were killed in individual senseless killings. There's unknown women. There's thousands of children missing right now who'll get dug up later. There's a lot of crazy psychos out there, and they usually grab you and go and torture you. There's some psychos, though, that want to kill you right on the spot. It's kind of like eating in, going into the restaurant to eat, not getting a hamburger bag and going home to eat it. Most psychopaths want to go home and take their time. You know, a lot of these psychos, like to torture people, take their time. But a small minority, usually just programmed by video games, they're brain damaged. I'm already got into this. In fact, I want to say they're evil and think about what I do to them. But really, folks, it's always just some weird goth nerd kid who's brain damaged on a bunch of drugs, watching devil movies all day, playing video games. It's all they know. The police are now begging reporters to leave grieving families alone. Well, they're not going to leave them alone because they want to demonize the Second Amendment. And that's what they're doing. I saw them on the news. How do you feel about the Second Amendment? What do you think about guns? Please, just leave us alone. I bet they wish somebody would have been in there with a gun, even if it was a cop, to stop it. And the answer is firearms to protect ourselves. So all of this is going on. And in Alabama and in Oregon, this weekend, police in one case, a citizen in the other, stopped the mass shooters. Police killed one guy in Alabama. Oh, excuse me, two in Alabama, stopped another guy. Oh, by the way, the copycatting, ladies and gentlemen. Police will tell you, and if you've read criminology, it's very interesting. You should go start researching national textbooks. I know I've done it. When somebody starts robbing banks with a certain mask on, people will start copycatting. If somebody goes up in a high-rise building like the Empire State Building and jumps off, police know to station people there for the next 2 days because invariably other people show up to jump off too because it just puts it in their head. And because we've got crazy people with guns out there, sure, statistically, it's not as dangerous as your bathtub or your pool or deer jumping in front of your car, but still it's scary. That's why we have guns, to protect ourselves. Now, again, why is the media hyping this? All these foreigners, that CNN host, what, Fareed Zakaria, that other foreigner, Piers Morgan, who got run out of England for reported crimes he's over there committing with hacking. this full train of foreigners on there telling me I need to turn my guns in, you need to turn your guns in, even though I've never committed a crime with a firearm and have protected myself with firearms. Even though that's the case, they want my guns and act like it's absurd. And here is the new articles out on that subject today. Bloomberg demands that the president take executive action outside of law. Piers Morgan wants to eviscerate Second Amendment. CNN host says and lays out plan to disarm American citizens. Feinstein vows to introduce assault weapons ban to physically take it. Feinstein targets gun culture. Because, see, folks, if they can't get the guns and people learn that, hey, it's up to me to protect myself, and people become rugged individualists again, it's game over. They want you scared in crime-ridden gun control zones where you've been victimly disarmed, where you can't protect yourself, so that they can feed on you any way they want. And again, the collectivists do this in every country, the same script. This is how they get the guns every time. And here they're failing because it's such a part. Hey, lady, the gun culture you're so upset about and that Bob Costas hates so much, the gun culture is America. We are rough and tumble. It's true. And it started in 1776, July 4th. You may have heard of it. Over the Redcoats coming to go door-to-door taking legal firearms. So the country was born when you came to take the guns. And if you're stupid enough to try it again, it'll be reborn again. I'd rather it not be reborn out of you trying to take our guns. But if you pull it, believe me, I have 100% in my heart know you're going to awaken the sleeping giant. I'd rather just get the info war out, wake people up. It's happening. By the way, I want to say something really important here before we go to break and play these clips and go to your phone calls. I want to say something here right now because this is so incredibly important. It is a hoax because I know the statistics. Congress, depending on which Gallup poll or Rasmussen you look at, you can pull these up for yourself, has a 9 to 11% approval rating. The president, because you make it partisan like a football game, Coke, Pepsi, Ford, Chevy, you know, he's got a 40-something percent. But there are a small class of people that whoever's in office, they defend them because they associate their personal power with it. And they have used the reelection of a Barack Obama where less than half the country votes and a little more than half of them vote for him. That's a quarter of the population. They want their Obama phone. They want their free goodies. They don't know they're being domesticated. They don't know the government could care less about them. They don't understand history, common sense, none of it. But they literally are on this vitriolic celebration I see on TV and on the internet. Ha ha, you lost. We're gonna tax you. We're gonna take your guns. They're ready to do whatever government says. And a lot of it has racial stuff added to it as well. Like, you white people are gonna get it now. Ha ha. Hey, folks, all of us deserve our Second Amendment. It's like that Fox sports reporter saying whites are racist because they want guns and the Ku Klux Klan is the NRA is the new Ku Klux Klan. Folks, the Ku Klux Klan is the group that got the first gun laws passed after the Civil War. That's an undisputed fact. So see, what I'm saying here about all this is there is no mandate for socialism in big government. There is no mandate. That was a fraudulent election. I've had top election experts on, like Beth Harris. She's never seen so much fraud. The fix was in. Romney was a scam as well. The whole thing was rigged, up one side and down the other. And this is a desperate establishment that knows you're waking up to them, that knows the gun culture is spreading and liberals are buying guns everywhere. It's even on television and in print media. They're now admitting this. And so they're panicking, desperately saying, oh, conservatism's dead, libertarianism's dead, oh, freedom's dead, everyone's embracing collectivism. No, it's not. They're trying to shove a fraud. The dinosaur corporate state-run media is dying. They're panicking. They stole the election. They're in deep trouble. We're winning. Don't believe their hoax. We're winning. We're winning. We're winning. We're winning.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who wants